Listening 56. Job application. Hi. Today I'm going to tell you a story about the worst job interview I ever had. The job I applied for was assistant accounts manager at the prestigious firm of attorneys Gitt, Wollak & Wonkstein, which approximately 3,000 people had applied for. However, after sending in my application, I was feeling confident because I had already been an associate accounts manager at a similar firm of attorneys. I was ambitious, famous for the accuracy of my accounting, and very experienced in dealing with bureaucracy. Although I was one of the youngest members of staff in the accounting department, I was the best paid. Anyway, 3 days before the interview, I was in a bar with my best friends, John, an architect from Rhode Island, and Jim, a lawyer. We were there drinking a lot straight after work, dressed in suits with our briefcases at our feet. After 5 or 6 beers, Jim said, "Hey, you see that table of chicks over there? Go and talk to them and see if they want to party with us." After much debate, we decided that it was me who had to approach the table. I drank a shot of tequila and went over, feeling very confident and not anxious at all. As I approached the table, a beautiful woman sitting there looked at me. "Do you believe in love at first sight?" I said. "Or shall I walk past again?" I thought it was a funny thing to say. She didn't. I told her she had no sense of humour, and then she threw her drink in my face. Jim came over and there was a big fight. He said he was a solicitor and that she had to apologise for throwing the drink or he would take legal action. She said she refused to apologise and that men shouldn't approach women in bars and that it was not appropriate behaviour. Then she hit me with her briefcase and walked out. Anyway, 2 days later, I walked into the office where I had the job interview. And guess who was waiting to interview me? The woman from the bar. Unfortunately, she hadn't forgotten the incident. I immediately had an anxiety attack, and I didn't get the job.